Unknown. Unknown. Adapt by Tim Harford. In Adapt, Why Success Always Starts with Failure, Tim Harford delivers a compelling exploration of how complex problems are best solved. Not by central planning or top-down genius, but through experimentation, decentralization, and a healthy relationship with failure. Drawing from examples across science, warfare, business, and social change, Harford argues that the world is simply too complex and unpredictable for rigid planning to work. Instead, adaptive systems, those that try, fail, learn, and evolve, outperform their more brittle, hierarchical counterparts over time. For veterinary practice owners and leaders in the United Kingdom, especially those navigating rapid change, increasing demand, and professional uncertainty, Adapt offers a timely and practical argument. Your success depends less on getting it right the first time, and more on how effectively you respond when you do not. Harford opens the book with a crucial observation. The world we operate in today is marked by what economists call radical uncertainty. This means we are often forced to make decisions without knowing all the variables or their probabilities. This kind of uncertainty is especially relevant in veterinary practice, where clinical outcomes are variable, staffing is stretched, clients are unpredictable, and the broader economic landscape is turbulent. In such an environment, traditional linear planning, setting a goal, designing a strategy, and executing it precisely, often fails. Instead, Harford advocates for an evolutionary approach: variation, selection, and replication. In other words, try a range of ideas, identify which ones work, and scale those, while accepting that many will not. Central to Harford's argument is the notion that failure is not only inevitable, but necessary. He criticizes cultures that punish failure harshly or expect flawless performance in uncertain conditions. Such cultures drive risk aversion, dishonesty, and stagnation. Instead, he champions the idea of intelligent failure, failures that are small in scale, quickly recognized, and generate learning. For veterinary practices, this has immediate implications. Whether piloting a new pricing structure, testing new rota patterns, or launching a client education initiative, success depends on the willingness to experiment openly, admit missteps quickly, and course correct before too much is at stake. Harford illustrates these points through vivid case studies. One striking example is the contrast between the Soviet Union's central economic planning and the adaptive chaos of market economies. The Soviet approach attempted to map everything from above, setting production quotas, directing resources, and managing from the center. But the system collapsed under its own rigidity. In contrast, markets evolved through competition, failure, and innovation. The parallel to veterinary corporatization is instructive. As more practices are absorbed into top-down structures, decision-making becomes centralized and slow. Independent practices, by contrast, can experiment with new models, respond to client feedback, and adjust workflows more freely, making them, if led wisely, far more adaptive. One of Harford's key messages is that innovation thrives when people are empowered to try things at the edge of the system. He points to the development of military tactics during the Iraq War, where central command structures failed to cope with insurgent tactics. Victory came not through brute force, but through the adaptive, bottom-up strategies of decentralized units who were allowed to learn and evolve quickly on the ground. For veterinary practice leaders, this underscores the importance of granting autonomy to clinical and support staff. Rather than enforcing rigid protocols in every situation, encouraging nurses, receptionists, and junior vets to adapt processes within a clear ethical and safety framework can lead to more effective, sustainable solutions. Another cornerstone of Harford's thinking is the concept of trial and error as a strategic advantage. Drawing on the work of evolutionary biology and the economist Friedrich Hayek, he explains that no central authority can ever hold enough information to make optimal decisions in a complex, changing environment. Instead, the most successful systems are those that distribute decision-making across many nodes, enabling a kind of collective intelligence. In a veterinary setting, this might mean giving branch managers discretion to run their sites differently, allowing frontline teams to suggest improvements to client experience, or piloting new services in one location before rolling them out elsewhere. such experimentation is more likely to surface unexpected opportunities and avoid costly errors. Harford does not romanticize failure. He acknowledges that some mistakes are deadly and some environments do not forgive experimentation. He uses the example of nuclear power and aviation, where trial and error must be tightly contained. In these areas, the lessons are equally valuable. Complex systems must be designed to fail safely. This concept of safe fail is directly relevant to veterinary practices, where mistakes can harm patients, damage trust, or carry legal consequences. The solution is not to eliminate experimentation, but to design it thoughtfully. For instance, when introducing a new communication process or a change in the client intake system, pilot it in one clinic, monitor results, and debrief thoroughly. Learning is extracted and risk is controlled. The book also explores the psychological barriers to adaptation. One key barrier is confirmation bias, the human tendency to ignore evidence that contradicts our beliefs. Harford highlights how even smart leaders can become prisoners of their own narratives, clinging to failing strategies because they are emotionally or reputationally invested. This dynamic can be seen in veterinary leadership when a service, pricing model, or marketing strategy is continued despite underperformance, simply because it was championed by a senior figure or required a significant upfront investment. Harford encourages leaders to separate ego from evidence and build cultures where data and reflection trump hierarchy and pride. Harford makes a strong case for pluralism, the idea that having multiple parallel solutions, tested in small ways, is better than betting on one big idea. In the British context, the example of the British Army's approach to counterinsurgency in Afghanistan is instructive. When centralized plans failed, the army encouraged local commanders to try different strategies. The most effective were then studied and spread. A veterinary group, faced with declining client engagement, might take a similar approach. Let each branch develop its own loyalty scheme, social media strategy, or client follow-up system, and then study which delivers the best outcomes. This decentralized innovation allows winners to emerge from real-world feedback rather than top-down assumption. Importantly, Harford addresses the fear that adaptive strategies may appear chaotic or unprofessional. He argues that the opposite is true. What looks like chaos is, in fact, disciplined responsiveness. Rigid plans that ignore on-the-ground reality may feel more organized, but they produce brittle systems. True professionalism includes the willingness to iterate, the humility to admit when something is not working, and the courage to try again. For veterinary practices trying to balance operational consistency with local flexibility, this argument supports giving leaders at each level clear goals, but also the space to pursue them creatively. Harford also draws attention to failure in systems that punish experimentation. He uses examples from humanitarian aid and development economics to show how rigid performance metrics can discourage bold attempts at new solutions. When people are afraid to fail, they avoid doing anything new. In a veterinary business, if performance reviews or financial KP is penalized short-term underperformance, even when it results from an intelligent experiment, innovation dies. Harford's advice is to explicitly protect and reward learning efforts, even if they do not pay off immediately. This could mean acknowledging the work done by a branch that trialed a new triage system that did not improve outcomes, but provided valuable insight for future changes. A crucial moment in the book comes when Harford outlines three essential conditions for successful adaptation. First, you must try new things. Second, you must be able to identify when you are failing. Third, you must have the strength to scale what works and abandon what does not. All three are relevant to veterinary leadership. Trying new things requires creating a culture that values experimentation and tolerates setbacks. Identifying failure means collecting and analyzing data. Clinical outcomes, client feedback, operational efficiency. Not to assign blame, but to learn. And abandoning what does not work, while scaling what does, demands discipline and courage. The final chapters of the book focus on the human element of adaptability. How to lead people through change. Harford is clear that adaptation is not easy. It requires emotional intelligence, resilience, and the ability to communicate a sense of purpose through uncertainty. People need to feel safe to speak up, to fail, and to try again. Leaders must model this behavior, celebrate learning, and avoid the trap of perfectionism. For veterinary practices experiencing growth, acquisition, or structural change, this means involving teams early in the process, listening actively, and communicating not just decisions, but the reasoning behind them. Applying ADAPT to a veterinary practice in the United Kingdom means shifting leadership mindset. Rather than striving for perfect control, leaders should aim to create adaptive systems. This begins with psychological safety, where staff feel comfortable trying new ideas and sharing mistakes. It extends to operational design, testing new client processes in one location before rolling them out system-wide. It includes financial prudence, maintaining buffers so the business can weather setbacks, and it demands a cultural commitment to learning, reviewing what works, reflecting on what does not, and iterating constantly. Ultimately, ADAPT is a celebration of humility and pragmatism. It offers no blueprint for success, only a set of principles for surviving, learning, and evolving in a complex, ever-changing world. For veterinary practice owners and leaders, it is a timely reminder that failure is not the opposite of success. It is its raw material. The practices that will thrive in the coming years will not be the ones that try to control every variable. They will be the ones that learn fastest, adjust quickest, and create cultures where every challenge becomes a source of strength.